This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Coast Guard announced yesterday that its response to Thursday's mid-air collision between a Coast Guard HC-130 and an AH-1W Super Cobra helicopter off the California coast has officially shifted from rescue to recovery. NASA officials now say two of the three 150-foot parachutes designed to slow the descent of the Ares 1X booster failed during last week's test launch, causing it to be damaged when it hit the water. The Space Shuttle Atlantis's 11-day mission to the International Space Station now has a target launch date and time, Monday, November 16th at 2:28 p.m. Eastern. Officials at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport are ready to put runway 12 left, 30 right back online as soon as the FAA checks out the ILS. The acceptance Friday by Air France of its first Airbus A380 will make the carrier the first in Europe to put the plane into regular service. It's the 20th A380 delivered by Airbus. The Mitsubishi Regional Jet, currently under development, will have doors designed and manufactured by Eurocopter in Donauwörth, Germany. The U.S. Air Force has released a list of U.S. bases under consideration for F-35 training and operations. Final basing decisions are anticipated in early 2011. Parts from a wrecked C-130 in Iraq are being repurposed for use as training aids for Iraqi aircraft maintainers. And United Airlines officially retired the last of its Boeing 737s with a final flight that landed at every United hub in the U.S. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller fears the U.S. lead in general aviation could go the way of our lead in cars and steel. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.